The Burt Show.
Hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment bus.
Mo, you were talking about this last week. It's this big story with J. Cole where he's ready to apologize for the diss tracks he's put out. He's like, you know what? I feel really bad. It's not sitting right with my spirit. And now Drake has supposedly put out a diss track in response to Kendrick Lamar.
Can I sidebar here for just 30 seconds?
Yes.
All right, because Mo is telling us last week, and we had this conversation that in Mo's world and in the hip-hop world and in the culture, it's the only thing anybody was talking about, right?
100%.
And I confessed last week that my algorithm is racist. I did not see it at all. I hadn't even heard about it, right? So This is going to be really weird. I went with my son to rent a tux for prom this weekend, and the guy that was helping us out, the salesperson, was black, right? And I thought in the back of my head, I'm going to test Mo's theory out. So I start talking to Hollis about J. Cole, but I was really doing it just to see if the dude would know what I was talking about, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, he jumped right in. Hollis didn't have any idea, but the salesperson was all up
there. He probably couldn't wait for somebody to ask him about it.
I wasn't even asking him about it. I was telling Hollis about it just to see if he would include himself in the conversation. Boy, did he.
That's all we talked about at my dad's party. That's all anybody that's a hip-hop fan is talking about.
Yeah, so Kendrick Lamar had a diss track featured basically like taking shots at Drake. And so now there was one from Drake that leaked online on social media on Saturday, and people are like, is this Drake or is it AI? And to me, it sounds very legit. He throws a lot of shade at Kendrick for being on some pop tracks. He throws a little shade at him being on a Taylor Swift track, and basically just disses him on this track that people are trying to figure out is AI or not.
The way you doing splits, watch your pants might rip. You better do that motherfucking show inside the bitty. Maroon 5 need a verse, you better make it witty. Then we need a verse for the Swifties. Top say drop, you better drop and give them 50. Pip squeak, pipe down, you ain't in no big three. SZA got you wiped down, Travis got you wiped down, Savage got you wiped down. Like your label, boy, you in a scope right now.
Damn, that's good. If that's AI, Drake can retire.
That's the best diss track we've heard thus far.
I believe so, too. And yes, you're right in that. If this is AI, it's over for hip-hop. You don't even need artists anymore, because in my mind, the record was that good. There were a lot of people saying that they felt like it was light, but I also think there were people who didn't truly understand a lot of the double entendres or what Drake was saying. But he called the song Push-Ups and told Kendrick to drop and give me 50, because Kendrick's label, Top Dog, takes 50% of everything he makes when he drops.
Oh.
So that's why he called it Push-Ups. And Kendrick is known for posting videos of himself doing push-ups. So everything that Drake was saying, there was double entendres in there, and he attacked pretty much everybody who attacked him.
Okay, so did he go after J. Cole also?
Lightly. Okay. Lightly. He has something in the end for J. Cole. He went after Rick Ross. He went after The Weeknd. He went after Metro Boomin and Future. He went after everybody who was taking shots at him.
And is this everybody who recently unfollowed him on social media too?
So it's like, that's what happened. Kendrick made a verse, and then Rick Ross came out, decided to jump against Drake, and then Future and Metro also jumped up and teamed against Drake. So he had a line on there where he's like, what is this, 20 versus 1? So he's like, he's Dranos now, in a sense.
So you're so much more educated in this than I am. So in the videos that I watched over the course of the last couple of days, Drake is the one more than anybody else that gets diss tracks against him. It sounds like he's looking over his shoulders left and right all the time because people are coming after him.
You can argue that it's because he's just really on the top. And I mean, most of these guys that are dissing him, he's helped them get number one records. So it's weird to see everybody turn on him. But a lot of people say it's how he carries himself, too. It's the confidence that he has that people want to see him fail because he's always willing to throw shots at people like this.
All I can equate this to is like, this is the hip-hop version of WWE, man. I just feel like people are jumping in the ring when they're not supposed to be there. And then the champ looks around and somebody cuts him in the eye. It's just, it's all wrestling.
And it also helps because the rappers are feeding into it by releasing the tracks as leaks. So we don't know. Like, Drake still hasn't confirmed if it's real or if it's AI. And I think it's rappers' way of feeling it out first before they claim it to see how they're going to react to it. So it does feel WWE-ish because you don't know what's real, what's not. It's insane right now.
If you're going to do a diss, own it.
I feel the same way. I agree, but it's changed. It's not like it used to be anymore. I don't know why.
I feel like this is a wussification of disses.
It kind of is.
Well, it's a wussification of rap.
Yes.
At least with the Drake one, it's kind of a smart way to do it if your theory is right. So nobody's really quite sure if it's AI or not. So if the overwhelming opinion is that this is a great track, then Drake will come out and go, okay, you guys, it was mine.
He's just waiting
to find out what sort of test the temperature. It's great.
That's what it is.
But even if it's AI, somebody had to have wrote it.
Not technically, right?
Really?
I don't think so.
You heard what ChatGPT did when I put
in
this.
And it sucks.
That last one didn't suck.
No.
If you put it in there, right?
It still wasn't good. Compared
to that Drake diss, they all suck.
Yes. that's legit, which makes me feel like somebody wrote it and put it into AI, an AI voice generator, and got Drake to do it. But that I would be hard-pressed to believe an AI machine was capable of doing a diss track like that.
Here's the thing about AI, though. What I found is it does suck on its own, but it gives you the nucleus of something good, and then you got to take it as a person and sort of edit what it gives you. So I wonder if it's done that.
That's very possible, because that you can do. And if anything, I believe that's what Drake and his camp might have done. But it's good. It's really good. I'm happy that somebody is engaging, unlike that J. Cole guy.
Whoever he is. Uh-huh. All right, a popular TikToker is dead after her family says they don't know what happened. I'll tell you about her mysterious passing on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.